Om Shanti. 3rd June 2019, Monday. Today's slogan: give the experience of your fortune, of happiness, through your face and activity. Give the experience of your fortune, of happiness, through your face and activity. So there is happiness. Baba is saying to reveal this happiness through your face and through your activity. And this happiness is your fortune. So give the experience of this fortune. Give the experience of the fortune of happiness through your face and through your activity. The other day also we were discussing about face. That face is the index of mind and eyes are the mirrors of soul. So activity and face, they both should reveal happiness. And if they are not revealing happiness, probably there is no happiness within. If one is doing some seva, but there is no interest in that seva, having a sullen face, having a very unhappy face, probably he is carrying that which is inside him outside. So if there is an inside unhappiness, automatically some way or the other it will be revealed on the surface. And when there is a full happiness within, it is not possible that it will not get revealed. So anything which is within will come to the surface. If it is happiness, it will come. If it is a contentment, it is come. If it is cheerfulness, carefreeness, everything will come on the surface. If there is a stress, if there is a tension, if there is a depression, if there is a frustration, if there is a sorrow, if there is a misery, if there is a suffering, if there is a discontentment, if there is anger, anguish, or feeling of revenge, or jealousy, or pride, or lust, or greed, or ego, anything good or bad, that will come on the surface. And the surface is, if mind is the underground place, face and activity. If mind is the seed, face and activity are like the trunk, branches and the leaves of that seed. So whatever there is in the seed, the same will try to come on the tree. So Baba is saying you have the fortune of happiness. And that's why give this experience of happiness through your face and through your activity. As you all know, one foreigner comes in India and he visits one temple. It was a construction site and there are three workers. He goes to the first worker who is unhappy and he asks him, what are you doing? And he is angry. He says, can't you do what I am doing? I am cutting stones. I am cutting hard stones. And I don't get enough money also. I have to work throughout the day and look at people how happy they are, working so less and yet earning so much. And he continues his work. The foreigner goes to the second worker and he asks him, what are you doing, brother? So the second says, can't you see what I am doing? I am earning my livelihood. I have to earn for my wife, for my family, for my children. If I don't earn, they will die. So I am earning my livelihood. That was the second worker. The foreigner goes to the third worker and asks him, what are you doing? So he is dancing and he is smiling and he is so much joyous. And he says, I am building the temple of God. The work is same and three people are there. But for first person, it's a burden. For first person, it is a compulsion. For first person, it's an act of sorrow. Because there is a dissatisfaction within. Dissatisfaction with life. He has not accepted life. There is a life negation. There is no life affirmation. The second worker is slightly at a higher platform, but yet he is also unhappy. Because he is working not out of joy of working, but he is working because he has to earn. So he is just earning. And the third one, he is joyous. The third one is extremely happy. For the third one, it is an entertainment. It's an act of prayer. The foreigner goes back and returns back after many, many years. This is an extended story to see what has happened to the three worker. And he sees the first worker. He is still cutting stones. He is still cutting the stones. Same place. Some other place. He searches for the second one. The second one has become little rich. Because he was earning his livelihood. Now he has become rich. He has his own family and whole own house. He has become rich. Where is the third one? Any idea? What has happened to the third one? No, he has not become priest. He has not become pujari. What else? No. He has become the spiritual preacher. He has become an enlightened soul. He has become the awakened soul. Now he is guiding thousands and lakhs. He is showing the way. He is showing the path of happiness to others. So it all depends on the attitude. What are we doing at Amrit Vela? Cutting stones? Earning livelihood? Or enjoying? What am I doing during Murli? Cutting stones? Earning livelihood? Because Murli is an income. So Baba says you have to earn. So are we earning? Or the third step even higher than that. One is dancing and swinging in joy. In super sensuous bliss. What are we doing at the time of eating food? Cutting stones? Finding the food is not good. The weather doesn't suit me. It's so hot. It should rain. What I am doing? Earning livelihood? Ajivika? During eating food or dancing? Enjoying the food? The very joy that how fortunate I am that I have got this food. What I am doing throughout the day? Cutting stones, earning livelihood, or enjoying the work and becoming a karma yogi. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, this love divine makes you a karma yogi, an easy yogi, a constant yogi, a natural yogi. What I am doing in the evening? In the evening yoga, what am I doing before sleeping, what I am doing at traffic control, what I am doing in my relationships. So everywhere, just remember these three things. Cutting stones means working with force. Earning livelihood because I have to do. Attending Murli because everybody should see that I am there. Because if I am not there, they will ask, where are you? Maya has eaten you. That's why I have to, for the sake of protection, I should be visible during Amrit Vela. Otherwise, people will ask me, where are you nowadays? So I have to make my presence felt. I have to show up my presence. So is it earning livelihood or it's It's earning livelihood. The third has nothing to do with all this. He is in this autonomous state of joy. He is in the self-created state of joy. There is no selfishness. There is no exhibition. There is no show-off. There is no hypocrisy. There is no self-lying. There is no self-deception here. But out of pure joy of life, out of pure bliss one is enjoying, that is known as the fortune. That is known as the fortune of happiness. And you are giving the expression of that happiness through your face and through your activity. Because the face is cheerful, the face is happy. And happy face doesn't mean somebody is laughing loudly. Is that the happy face? Happy face doesn't mean that, Mama, is she laughing? No, she is serious. Baba, is he laughing loudly? No, he is serious. So happiness has nothing to do with that sort of outward expression what the people in the world feel. Somebody is laughing and loudly. That is not happiness. Happiness is a smile. So, it will be revealed. As I said earlier also, a man came to a psychiatrist and he said, I am very unhappy and I don't feel joy and I feel depressed. I feel frustrated in life. Nothing makes me laugh and suicidal thoughts come unto me and there's a total loss of interest in everything, what I should do. The psychiatrist suggests him, why don't you go and visit the new circus which has come in our town? And I have heard that there is one joker who makes everyone laugh a lot. Just for the sake of change, go and visit the circus and see the circus and you will feel enjoyment. The person says, I am that joker. He is the one who is making others laugh. He is the one who is making others happy. But inside, deep in his heart, he himself is unhappy. So happiness, though Baba says it is revealed on the face, but sometimes, as I said, poker face, somebody tries to cover up his happiness, unhappiness, and puts on the mask of happiness. That's why one of the French philosophers, Friedrich Nietzsche, said once, I laugh, I smile, not because I am unhappy. I laugh, I smile because I want to hide my unhappiness. Otherwise people will ask me, why are you unhappy? In order to masquerade the unhappiness within, I put on the expression of smile, which is absolutely artificial. So our happiness is true happiness. Our happiness is imperishable happiness. Our happiness is something that is coming from the heart. Our happiness is something which is autonomous. Our happiness is something which has nothing to do with show off. And our happiness is real happiness. True and real. And this is the fortune we have got. And that is perhaps the greatest fortune. Look at every person in the world. Open their brain and see what is there. Unhappiness. If we also remain unhappy in our lives, then what is the difference between us and them? Yesterday's Murli Baba said, because of this divine love, the third point, you have got the new Brahmin birth. You have got the new Brahmin birth. So this is a new life. So in new life, everything should be new. And when I say new life, it is not just, in Brahmin life also there are so many births. In Brahmin life also there are so many births. We had done a class on this. What are the different births in Brahmin life? This is the life here, the past life, life of Shudra, and this is the Brahmin life. Here you have taken birth. But after that also there are many births. What are they? student life, okay? New births of Brahmin life. The moment you become Brahmin, you become student. So what are still the new births here? There's a life of carelessness. There's a life of low and no purushartha. There's a life of understanding. Here you start understanding gyan. There is a life of maturity. You have become matured after having so many disturbances and storms of Maya. So you take birth so many times here. So it doesn't mean that at this point if you have become Brahmin, you have not committed, you have committed 10 mistakes of body consciousness. And after that, you are now thinking of understanding what exactly is soul consciousness. Though you are hearing the word body consciousness and soul consciousness right from day one, but still all the mistakes of the soul consciousness were going on because you had no understanding of it. So there is a birth. In this new birth also, there are so many births. Brahmin you became, but there was no purushartha which was going on. At one particular point of time, when you heard something, when you experienced something, when somebody came to Madhuban, before coming to Madhuban, person was a Brahmin, but he had no idea of what is this family. The moment he comes here and he sees this vast mammoth family, and he realizes, and his faith strengthens and fortifies. So faith increases, purushartha increases. He is a Brahmin, but he had no idea of what is purity and what is impurity. Every day just going to the Murli and listening. Lust is the greatest enemy. Anger is the greatest enemy. But they are still continuing that. At one particular point of time, then the time comes and then they realize it. So there is a birth of realization. There is a birth of experience. There is a birth of purushartha. There is a fire. Earlier there was no fire, but now the fire has come. The maturity has come. So the birth of experience, the birth of maturity, the birth of experience, the birth of intense effort, the birth of purity. So many things happen in the Brahmin life itself. So Baba is saying, coming back to the same slogan, you have the fortune of happiness. This is one of the greatest fortune that we ever had. But am I really happy? And if I am really happy, automatically it will come on the face and automatically it will go to the activities. And you will not be cutting stones and you will not be earning livelihood, but you will be dancing. You will be enjoying the work. You will be enjoying the seva. Otherwise, seva itself is a burden for so many Brahmins. The job they are doing, the service they are doing. Because every seva, there is one person here and this is the area of his seva. He gets caught in this seva, somewhere trapped. The seva itself has become a stress. Seva itself has become a burden. Seva itself has become a disease. Yeah, so they were here in the earlier life when they were non-Brahmin, stressful. Now they have become Brahmin. And they have entered this new seva. And here the same thing has been created. So what is the use? Only thing is that there were no Baba, now here is Baba. Here they used to pray to gods and goddesses, now they pray to God Shiv Baba. They have here there was a bhakti of Devi Devta, here is a bhakti of God now. Oh Baba, please do this. Please just remove this man from my department. He is not good. Or change my department. Or change my seva, or change my job. This place is not good. These timings are not good. I don't get to do proper Murli and proper Amrit Vela. So there is a complaint. There was one sister who had come long back, and earlier she was in one department. She said, this is not good department, please change. So it was changed. Then she went to the second department. They said, these brothers are not good, change it. So it was changed. Third department, timings are not good because I don't get my evening yoga. Again that was changed. And then she said the in charge is not very good. And then it was changed. Then she came to the hospital and then the the atmosphere is not very much congenial to me. I want some better company. And then ultimately, she was never adjusted anywhere and she's sitting at home. So, it's not that. How I adjust to places, what is happening to me is just the result of what is happening within me. And probably I am not understanding karma philosophy. Probably I am not understanding accounts. And that's why this confusion which has been created. So what is needed is Gyan. What is needed is Yoga. So ultimately we come to these two points. Yoga is the solution for all the problems. The deeper experiences of Yoga. Gyan is the solution for all the problems. Deeper understanding of Gyan, not the artificial, superficial. Penetrate deep into the Gyan and you will realize Baba has said everything for everywhere, every point of life. So the fortune we have got is of happiness, and that will automatically get revealed through face and through our activities. Now one more question is, how to generate happiness within? What should we do to remain happy all the time? Happiness has been linked to, in medical science, they call endorphins. These are the neurotransmitters which are released from the brains. So when they are released, you feel happy. So happiness has to do with neurotransmitters in the brain, chemicals, neurotransmitters. So what are the ways to release endorphins? And this, those who are non-spiritual people, they talk of this lot of. One of the things is exercising, walking, they release endorphins. Eating, they talk of eating chocolates, they release endorphins. Or dancing, or singing, or sharing with somebody, that releases endorphins. Selfless acts, small selfless acts of service. They release endorphins, gifting, sharing, or sending some wish, that release endorphin. Meditation releases endorphin. Pilgrimage places, or nature, seek nature and nature's company, that release endorphin. Be alone, be silent, and seek nature. Go alone and sit somewhere and churn. So meditation, churning of knowledge, gratitude, living in this present moment, not regretting for what happened in the past, putting a full stop, so many things are there. Writing, that release endorphins. Listening class, it releases endorphin. Or to be in the presence of a person whom you love and who has positive vibes, releases endorphins. So happiness and endorphins, there is one of the latest endorphin which has come up. And they have named it anandamide. The name of the endorphin is anandamide. They have put the word ananda, and mide is a English word, a medical word. So do everything that will make you happy. And what are the things in Brahmin life that make us happy? So many things, right from the morning till night. So many things we can do to make ourselves happy. And nobody is going to come and make me happy. I have to create my own happiness, I have to generate my own happiness, I have to seek my own happiness, I have to search my own happiness. Search and you shall find, knock and it shall be open, ask and it shall be given unto you. So find out ways and means of staying happy, creating happiness within, creating the fountain of happiness within. The font of happiness is within me. Rather than regretting, rather than sitting and blaming people, it is because of him I am not happy. It is because of his behavior I don't feel happy. He doesn't speak nicely, that's why I am unhappy. The departmental people are not good, that's why I am unhappy. These are not just mere lame excuses. But create your own happiness. Rather than focusing on the negative, focusing on the positive. Rather than giving way to complaints, now give way to gratitude. the heart which is full of gratitude for everything that I have got. For that you have to come out of that circle, come out of that orbit where you are revolving. Come out, take break in between. For example, Sunday is a break, everybody has holiday. Those who are working, seek or create one day meditation retreat on that day. Full meditation retreat. And it's a self meditation retreat. Retire alone, go alone in silence. Spend time the whole day in nature or alone somewhere. And do meditation retreat. So 6 days you are working, and 1 or 2 days if you retire in silence, this will become a charging station. These 2 days. And these 2 days would be able to sustain you for another 5 or 6 days. So intermittent break is needed. Intermittent bhattis, intermittent retreats are necessary. And create your own bhattis. You don't have to wait for the official announcement that there is a bhatti. Have your own personal retreats. Create your own. Today, make a pledge. Okay, till 12 noon, I will have retreat. My own personal retreat. It can be done. So, the fortune, happiness, experience, face, activity, cutting stones, earning livelihood, and enjoying the work. Om Shanti.